Ernie Williams, Jim Jacobs, Roger Walton, Jim Jacobs, why, yes, I swear, John Ware, and Ian here is going to be doing some solo stuff for you, and Jim Strickland can use this mic if he needs one. That's all right with Mr. Soundman. I'll share with you, Jim. Jim and Ernie put on the Old Time Music Festival. You hear everybody here talking about the Old Time Music Festival. Dade City every year, and they work hard. They do a good job, and it's a whole lot of fun, and that's why Doug's wearing that really weird T-shirt. I think you ought to check that out later. Okay, that's Ernie and Jim in their American Gothic form there. that's when they've gone crazy after the festival. Should I do more? Should I make it worse or better? Hey, this is a great, no kidding, this is a great group of musicians. Between them, there's got to be at least 500 working years of musical experience. And that's not funny. In fact, it hurts, I'll tell you. It's kind of, no, these people, this is a lifelong thing. This isn't, it hurts you more than it hurts me, I'll bet. Yeah. This is people's lifestyles. Yeah. What do you call somebody who likes to hang out with musicians? A bass player. What do you call a musician without a girlfriend? Ernie. Homeless. All right. How do you make $1 million in folk music? Start with $2 million. All right. Those are the jokes, folks. Is this thing on? Tough crowd. Okay. How we doing? Well, we got to wait till this. We got some shucking and jiving to do. Actually, this is one of those morph bands where, like, everybody who's, like, been on the stage is supposed to be here. This band, actually, you're seeing a fraction of this band. There are really 50 to 60 people in this band. Oh, yes. This band is sort of like the mafia. Once you join it, you don't get out, okay? They have to kill you. And it's a slow way to go if it's by banjo, I'll tell you what. All right, you ready? Wednesday night support, Mr. Ethnic. Take it away, Jim Strickland, who's going to say something now.
She was talking about the mafia. Actually, there are two requirements for being in Mr. Ethnic's Wednesday night fiddle support group.
And what are they, Jim?
Well, one of them, number one is you can't be very good on your instrument.
Uh-huh, got that covered.
And,
oh, jeez.
Well, we waive that for some people, like Ian.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Good.
The other one is that you have to be brave enough to admit in public that you're a member.
I'm out of here.
And Ian is going to have a big test in a little while. He's going to have to stand up and tell you all that he really is our newest member. We're going to let him see if he wants to be.
That he's really a 48-year-old midget.
Pick that tune off there, boy. Pick it off.
all's well that ends well.
Breaking up Christmas.
Breaking up Christmas.
The real Mr. Ethnic is Jim Strickland. I want you to know that. He's the one.
And he's on Doug's shirt, too.
What's that? That's right, and he's all over Doug's shirt.
Yeah, Mr. Ethnic, is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Ethnic and Ernie, right here. Three of us are very famous.
Sound oh, yeah. So we're holding a raffle later for people who...
Who want Doug's shirt.
Would like to. Yeah, yeah. The first prize is that we come to your house and we play for an evening. The second prize is we come to your house and play for two evenings. And so forth and so on. What are we playing next?
We're playing Breaking Up Christmas.
Well, do it.
And we wanted to thank these folks. They're members of Mr. Ethnic. There are many, many around. We'd see one sitting in the audience. It was a minute ago. They're all over the place. Probably 50 or so members out there someplace.
And remember that if we sound good, thank the sound man, but if we don't sound good, it's not his fault, okay? His name's Hank, and he does a good job. Give him a hand. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yay!
I just wanted to, Ernie and Doug, I just wanted to point out that I was standing on the end over here for good reason. I can get out this way. And you guys, you know, it's a pretty...
I mean, we can't get away.
Pretty serious group of men up here.
And I'm trapped down here by the piano.
Okay, Roger, we're going to do Cluck O'Hen, and I want you to sing.
Yeah, next tune's a very popular instrumental. Very clever words.
Popular instrumental, however, we're going to sing it, right?
Yes. That's what I said, very clever words that we've put to this popular instrumental. Whenever you're ready, Roger.
Whenever I'm ready.
Or Jim.
Cluck O'Hen, cluck and squaw, you ain't laid an egg since way last fall.
gold hen cluck and sing. Ain't laid an egg since way last spring. What gold hen cluck and squall. Ain't laid an egg since way last fall.
All right.
And now you're in for a treat. That is, if he passes the test. This is our newest potential member to Mr. Ethnic's Wednesday Night Fiddle Support Group. And after having passed the screening, we have now come to the big moment. Are you willing to admit that you're a member of Mr. Ethnic's Wednesday Night Fiddle Support Group?
I am willing to admit that I am a member of whatever you said. I forgot.
Oh, have mercy on his soul.
He's going to do a number for us. The rest of us are going to kind of back him up. But we're very happy to have Ian Malinowski do this next number with us and be our newest member. Called the Florida Blues. Wasn't that great?
Ian, tomorrow you're going to be playing in the Fiddler's Contest, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what time that is? Because it...
1 o'clock.
Okay. Why, thank you there, fiddle enjoyment person. So come over to Stage 3 tomorrow. There'll be a lot of fiddling going on over there. What's next?
Rock the Cradle Joe.
All right, go for it.
D-tune. Who's going to start it? We never know who's going to start it.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I forget how it goes. Jim, you want to start Rock Cradle Joe?
I think Roger wants to start.
Oh, Blue-eyed gal.
Yeah.
Blue-eyed gal. Blue-eyed gal.
See, Ken, you keep practicing that banjo, you'll be stuck in situations like this. Oh, what a threat.
Well, you know, this is how it was. We have to work very hard to present this kind of disjointed, casual performance.
That's right.
This is the way it used to be years ago, and we are really an old-time music group playing in the old-time style, and we have to work very hard not to come up here and be polished and
that's right.
Suave and all that
stuff.
It takes
all we can do.
Yes, and the starts, you know, everybody, you know, nowadays everybody starts together, not us.
Anybody can do that.
Anybody can do that.
Hold us back. Hold us back.
Blue-eyed gal. Jim.
Jim.
Little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my blue-eyed gal, you almost drive me crazy.
Encore!
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Two more.
We only know one more.
Boy, we're in a world of trouble.
I don't know if we know two more.
The audience is clamoring.
What would you like to do?
Sugar Hill.
We'll do Sugar Hill because that's what we have on the list.
Right after this one, we'll do Sugar Hill.
Huh? You want to do a different one?
Do that Sugar Hill.
Okay. He doesn't think he can get it started because it's so easy.
Well, okay.
Angela,
Yeah. That's how it goes.
Thrill. If you want your eye knocked out, go down to Sugar Hill. Sally rocked her eye knocked out, Sally got her fill. Sally got her eye knocked out down at Sugar Hill.
Apologies to the pacifists.
Joe Clark.
This band has been waiting for years for a leader to emerge.
I had to change fiddles because that fiddle didn't know this tune. That was a bad joke.
Kick it off there, yeah.
Old Joe Clark.
old Joe Clark's preacher's son. He preached all over this plains. The only text he ever used was "Hilo Jack in the game." Well, it's round and round old Joe Clark, goodbye Betsy Brown. Round and round old Joe Clark, I'm bound to leave this town. Thank you very much. Ian Malinowski and his backup band.
Mr. Ethnic's Wednesday night support group. And they are totally awesome. I love them. I mean it. This is great. These are great folks. This is what it's all about. It's, you know, it's not about getting up there and showing everybody how good you can play. It's getting together with people and good spirit and good fun and having a laugh. And speaking of having a laugh, our next act. You like that? That's not the way to go. Not funny. This is Dave Dowling. He's going to be coming up here. Gee, he's just a, he's a great friend. He's a great musician. He's a really talented fella. And we have a lot of fun playing music together. And I'm really pleased to introduce him. This is Dave Dowling. He'll be coming up to the microphone pretty soon. Well, howdy there, Kay. How you doing? Kay, one of our volunteers. Let's give her a big hand. Thank you. Yay, Kay! This is the artist formerly known as Jim Quine here. He is now a symbol of an era past. Or is that an error past? He's a what? What is a Zildjian? Oh, see, See, that's what happens when you only go to junior college. You don't know what a zillion is. To me, a zillion is like a ton of money I'll never see.
A zildjian.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to come up with a word you don't know.
Good.
And that's the one, because you never heard that one before, have you? Good. No, that's not it. Dave is a great artist, and Jim is a great guitar player, and they come from St. Augustine, and I joke around, and fittingly so, judging by the crowd that's walking in. We should be joking around, but...
Oh, look, Sam.
Sam Pacetti.
Oh, Sam. Look, it's Sam, everybody.
Oh, man. Well, I'm not going to do any fancy looks now because that's what he's after.
The artist formerly known as Sam. Hey, I want to tell you, seriously. Oh, I bet you do, baby boy. You just hold on to it. You just keep it where it is for now. Okay. This is Dave Dowling's tape, and I really want you to go and buy it because it's a great tape. It's called Keep Your Tail Feathers Up. I'll tell you what, it's a great tape. How many times am I going to tell you?
That's
it's at
enough.
The Florida Folk Festival over at the Pfaff thing. It's really a lot of fun. These guys, Brighton, St. Augustine, go visit them sometime. Let's let them sing instead of me talking all the time. We ready? We are ready, Freddy. Hit it, guys. Dave Dowling, the artist formerly known as Jim Quine. Quine. See y'all later.
Well, that's Valerie Caracappa. I want everybody to know that. And I want to introduce her. She's going to be on stage, not right now, but I don't know when. Look in your program and find out, though, because the first time I saw Valerie Caracappa, she was on stage, and I was at about 200 paces, and Jim and I were together. And we stopped, and we listened for a second, and we said, we got to meet that woman. We got to meet her, and we got together. We got our courage and our gumption all together, and we went over and met her. And we've never been the same. We've seen 4 o'clock about 3 times, 4 o'clock in the morning, I mean, when the songs get good. Are we getting some guitar here? the Everyman people. They get every guitar, every man, and every woman. Are we doing okay?
I think so.
Sam is going over to talk about Matilda Honeycutt with Valerie. I asked Sam about Matilda Honeycutt. Anyway, let's start off with a song. We got a little time to go, and we're going to tell you that the first song we're going to do is an old Carter family song called Lula Walls. Lula is a good name. If you are expecting to have a girl child this year and don't want to name them Tiffany and stuff, consider Lula, please. Okay. One evening getting dark, met her at the park, sitting by the fountain all alone. Well, I lifted off my hat, and I then began to chat. She said she'd allow me to meet her at her home. Such a star I've never seen, she's pretty as a queen, perfect as an angel from above. If she'd only be my wife, I'd live happy all my life with them aggravating beauty Lula Walls. A little guitar on the monitors would be nice. Now if she was only mine, I'd build me a house so fine, and around it so many flowers tall. Well, it would make the jealousy nobody else but me could gaze upon that beauty, Lula Walls. Such a star I've never seen, she's pretty as a queen, she's perfect as an angel from above. If she'd only be my wife, I'd live happy all my life with that aggravating beauty, Lula Walls. Now one evening getting late, met her at the garden gate, and asked her would she wed me in the fall. But she only turned away, boy, nothing would she say, that aggravating beauty, Lula Walls. Such a star I've never seen, she's pretty as a queen, perfect as an angel from above. If she'd only be my wife, I'd live happy all my life with that aggravating beauty, Lula Walls. With that aggravating beauty, Lula Walls. Well, thank you very much.
You hear any guitar?
I need more guitar on the monitor, though. Really not. I mean, I know what I'm going to do, and I could do it with earplugs, but, you know, it would be nice. Yeah, a little better. Okay, we're going to do a few of my songs and a few little mysterious things we've picked up. And why don't we do the one from the album that Valerie has there. This is called Keep Your Tail Feathers Up, and it's, to me, an expression of optimism, and there are a lot of ways to be optimistic. This was a way that was passed down to me by a gentleman who told me to keep my tail feathers up, and I wrapped it up with a little autobiography, and here it is. Well, I grew up messing in the low tide mud. That mushy feeling sure is good. Catching them crabs, catching them shrimp. Horse the shell cuts, they make me limp. Rigging them lines, throwing that net. You can't catch no fish if your hook ain't wet. Roll the dice, life ain't fair. It sometimes seems that God don't care. But keep the faith, boy, fill your cup. You gotta keep them tail feathers up. Gotta keep them tail feathers up. Well, I twirled them radio knobs in bed. Then the pretty little girl started turning my head. Whenever you think you're getting real smart, you get knocked on your butt with a broken heart. You wanna have it all, that'd be so nice. But good God, I might have gotta pay the price. Roll the dice, life ain't fair. Sometimes seems that God don't care. But keep the faith, boy, and fill your cup. You gotta keep them tail feathers up. Gotta keep them tail feathers up. Lordy. Well, everybody wants that pie in the sky. Gonna beat that lotto before I die. Stein on the store says it's fun to play. Your cash is trap, hip, hip, hooray. Roll the dice, life ain't fair. Sometimes seems that God don't care. But keep the faith, boy, fill your cup. You gotta keep them tail feathers up. Sure gotta keep them tail feathers up. Okay, well, thank you. Let's move along here. We've got one here that this is a genuine moonshiner-written song. I mean, there are songs about moonshiners, but this one is written by a moonshiner named Hamper Macby, who lives up in Tennessee. At least I hope he's still living. If he is, it's the eighth wonder of the world. But this is called, he calls this song Bill Malone, which is the name of the sheriff who arrested him 10 zillion times. Now, I call it Jasper Jail just because it's a habit of mine to call it that. And that's the mysterious folk process in action. You can call a song anything you want. But this song is actually called Bill Malone, and here we go. Have you ever been to Jasper in a car with Bill Malone? Spend the whole damn weekend in a house made of stone. There's one thing sure and certain, 'cause I'm the one who knows. It'll cost you $15 before they let you go. Now one day we was riding in a beat-up Chevrolet with a quart of moonshine whiskey just to brighten up the way. That's when old Bill approached us in a friendly kind of way. He said, park your car and go with me, I know a place to stay. Have you ever been to Jasper in a car with Bill Malone? Spent the whole damn weekend in a house that's made of stone. There's one thing sure and certain, 'cause I'm the one who knows. It'll cost you $15 before they let you go. Now you see familiar faces when the jailhouse door does slam. They got them by the carload from the state of Alabama. From state line to Mount Eagle and up along the way. If you ain't got the money, boy, I know just where you'll stay. Have you ever been to Jasper in a car with Bill Malone? Spend the whole damn weekend in a house made of stone. There's one thing sure and certain, 'cause I'm the one who knows. It cost you $15 before they let you go. You know, he prowls around the mountains every hour of the day, search of moonshine drinkers while in the ditch lines they do lay. He'll talk about the weather or any old thing you say, but when he parks the car, you can see the bars of the place where you're gonna stay. Have you ever been to Jasper in a car with Bill Malone? Spend the whole damn weekend in a house made of stone. There's one thing sure for certain, 'cause I'm the one who knows. It'll cost you $15 before they let you go. It's gonna cost you $15 before they let you go. Okay, thank you. Yes, sirree. Inflation has driven the price up, so don't try it. Anyway, here's a song from my album. We'll do this for any pickers in the house. Any pickers? Pickers? Oh, good, 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 of course, because this is about that, about all the ridiculosities you have to go through going around playing. I did a gig with Valerie in a museum, didn't we? Sitting in the middle of a bunch of erotic sculpture. They had us playing Appalachian ballads in the middle of modern erotic sculpture in Daytona. I mean, that's, you know, what other occupation can you get into that would lead you into these kind of things? With Valerie Caracappa to boot. But no, it's mine. Anyway, so here's a little song about this odd avocation we have. Avocado? Avocation. Okay. You ready? It's called Somehow Survived. I'm right on it. Guitar in tune, and I'm doing my show. I play the songs that might give you the strength to lie low. I'm strumming stuff that ought to help you walk tall, blow up your TV and your heebie-jeebies, turn me on, let's have a ball. I played 1,000 saloons, somehow survived. I played the whiskey bars, the juke joints, the sidewalks, and the low-down dives. I've played in your schools. I've played for wizards and fools. And I'll sing and I'll strum and I'll howl the crazy old moon. Well, I've played it up. And I've played it out. I've probably played a little too much, there's a reasonable doubt. But I'm playing to win, and that ain't no sin. Yeah, I'm working and I'm playing and I'm struggling to get it all in. I've jumped up in love, and I've fallen out. I've gone on back in, I've gone crazy. Guess you say I've gone the route. You probably have too. When I count to three, let's go boo-hoo. I'll keep these blues to myself. It ain't fair, turn them over to you. Played 1,000 saloons and somehow survived. I played the whiskey bars, the juke joints, the sidewalks, and the low-down dives. And I've played in your schools. I played for wizards and fools. And I'll sing and I'll strum and I'll howl at the crazy old moon. Yeah, I'll strum and I'll howl and I'll wink at the crazy old moon. Thank you very much. Sam, let me know when you play your 1,000th saloon. You're probably getting pretty close. Yeah? Yeah, all right, you're going to roll over. Roll that old Dodge van over. It don't start at zero, though. It doesn't do that kind of roll. Well, Jim and I think Bob Dylan is sometimes cool, and so we sometimes do his songs. How about that, Jim?
All right. Build up.
She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. Don't look back. She got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She can take the dark out of the nighttime, paint the daytime black. Start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. She start out standing, proud to steal her anything she sees. But you wind up peeking through a keyhole upon your knees. She never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. She never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. She's nobody's child, the law can't touch her at all. Wears the Egyptian ring, pours it sparkles before she speaks. She wears an Egyptian ring, sparkles before she speaks. And she's a hypnotist collector, you are a walking antique. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. For Halloween, give her a trumpet. For Christmas, give her big drums. Yeah, she's got everything she needs. She's an artist and she don't look back. She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She can take the dark out of the nighttime, paint the daytime black. Thank you. Just seven more songs? Oh, well, 7 minutes. Okay. I have a 6.5 minute song with a 30-minute introduction. Would that be all right? 30 seconds. Okay. Well, let's see. We can wedge a couple more in here. Where'd he go? I saw the photographer to the stars here, Mr. Stump. There he is, photographer to the stars. I'd like to recognize him. Sunday, I'm playing again. Whoever plays with me, by the way, are the no-see-ums, and Jim is the only no-see-um we have. We'll have our fiddle player, I believe, on Sunday on the main stage. Doug, formerly known as Doug. Let's do a little barefoot song, you might, and then we'll wind up, Jim, with a brain song. How about that? All right, and we'll be right on time. And this is called Barefoot Weather, and it's available over there at that Pfaff tent. Buy all these people's albums. You really should. You ought to just go home with a whole month's worth of listening on tape. All right. Barefoot weather. It's real nice to have you back again. Barefoot weather. My feet are hungry for some oxygen. One of these days I might walk up to heaven and leave the world below. I won't need no sneakers, I won't need no boots. I plan to have some sand between my toes. Barefoot weather, sitting in the sunshine, sipping beer. Barefoot weather, my suntan is gonna reappear. I'm awful saturated with old Mr. Winter. Rather lie on my back and float with my bleached-eyed eyebrows and my calloused feet. I got no need for my overcoat. Barefoot weather, it's real nice to have you back again. Barefoot weather, my feet are hungry for some oxygen. One of these days I might walk up to heaven, leave the world below. I won't need no stickers and I won't need no boots. I plan to have some sand between my toes. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to do one more quick one. Very quick. Okay. Oh, the trouble with man, it's called that too. The trouble with man is the brain. The trouble with man is the brain. Oh, the trouble with man is the brain. It's the brain, give the man all the pain. The chicken, he nibble on the feet. The feet is all the chicken need. The chicken, he got no great big list. A trouble with the psychiatrist. The trouble with man is the brain. The trouble with man is the brain. Oh, the trouble with man is the brain. It's the brain, give the man all the pain. Now the pelican fly up and down the coast, doing only all the thing he loved the most. He ain't got no bachelor degree, don't have no health insurance policy. The trouble with man is the brain. The trouble with man, woman too, is the brain. Oh, the trouble with man is the brain. It's the brain, give the man all the pain. Let's hear some pain, Jim. Now whenever a stallion wanna roam, he are quite content to stay at home. When horse he fall in love with horse, you don't ever read that horse get divorced. The trouble with man is the brain. The trouble with man is the brain. Oh, the trouble with man is the brain. It's the brain, give the man all the pain. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you, Valerie.
I'm glad you sang that instead of me. Dave Dallin is going to be on the main stage, amphitheater stage, Sunday at 4:40. So you might want to catch him. And I thank you all for letting me MC for these last 3 hours. I've had a really good time. My name is Valerie Caracappa. And if you'd like to come see me here on the old wobble stage, as Dave Dallin calls it, I'll be here at 2 o'clock on Sunday. So that'll be a lot of fun and a lot of good stuff going on. And I'd like to introduce you. Jen Milner is going to be taking over here. You are left in extremely able hands. Thanks a lot. I've had a lot of fun. See y'all later.
Thanks.
There you go.
You've been in extremely able hands all afternoon. I heard some of Valerie's introductions. Wonderful. Whew. Well, that song about the barefoot weather coming around again sure is true, isn't it? Anybody wants to slip their shoes off, it's perfectly all right. I was talking with some folks here, and they said that the temperature in this part of Florida for the past few days has been 103. Haven't been that cold or that hot down where I'm from in the Tampa Bay area. But then I heard somebody say once that in Florida, the further north you go, the further south you get. So I think that's true. Well, while we're waiting for our next performer to get set up, obviously you all wouldn't be sitting here if you didn't like this type of music. So if you like to keep up with it and find out where it's all going on, you need to get with Friends of Florida Folk that's set up right behind the marble stage here. And for, I think it's a mere $15 a year, you get a newsletter in your mailbox every month that gives you all the festivals, all of the ongoing music, and all of the special events that are going on in the state, plus a lot of really interesting gossip. So they've also have tapes of a lot of the performers that you're hearing here. So go on up and say hi. Nice T-shirts. I'm not sure if they're selling the festival T-shirts there. They're not. So I guess the only place that you can get festival T-shirts is at the other gate. And I'm not even sure what the price is, but I got to look at them this year, and they look beautiful. Well, the next gentleman you're going to hear with Friends is well known to the Florida Folk Festival. He came to the Old Time Music Championships this year. He entered 11 events, won 10 ribbons, and won the banjo competition, which is a pretty formidable feat. He does well at the Old Time Music Championships every year because he's such a versatile musician, and I always love to hear him play because he plays a variety of instruments and just a real eclectic blend of music. He's one of the first people I met in Florida who plays the lap dulcimer. And Vigo, I think that was about 12 or 13, 14 years ago that I first ran into you in Largo, Florida, on a very cold day, I might add. So, looks like we're about ready to go here, and I would like to introduce you to Vigo, along with Terry and Clint. Please make them welcome.
To begin with, since Clint is on loan temporarily from the guitar collection up in the museum, he and I will start so that he can earn it, wend his way back there and relieve the luthier. Clint is also a luthier. He is responsible for the two instruments that we're holding right now. This is a conversion of a Skyline or some kind of
K.
And that's a full metal body resophonic instrument, which is recently advertised in the Acoustic Guitar magazine and available upon request. We don't know what we're going to play together, so hopefully we're in the same key. Cause your special rider is dead. other side. You know I'm not up this morning and I love from side to side. My special rider's dead, but she left me a mule to ride. One more time. Thank God, no special rider here. Well, you know I ain't got no special rider here. Ain't got nobody to love nor feel my care.
Thank you.
Please feel free to stop by the exhibit and talk with Clint about his instruments. He makes them in as basses and all kinds of different things. Now we're going to move to the touchstone of the American culture, the five-string banjo. I just heard a report that the Freeman out in Montana have loaded 6 school buses full of banjo players, and they intend to release one an hour until they get their demands met. This first is called Cheap Banjo Tricks. You'll have to look sharp to see them. Terry took the second place in the beginning old-time banjo contest at Dade City, and that was her first time on stage.
There were 2 contestants.
This is her second time on stage, and for anybody who's ever felt the hormonal infusion that comes with this glorious honor, sometimes we play a little faster than we do at home. This next is Briggs' corn shucking jig, in which I'm going to try and swap off instruments partway through. But this will give you a little bit of an idea of some of the techniques that go with minstrel banjo that no longer are included in what's called old-timey or bluegrass or that sort of thing. ¶¶ The instruments grow apart as the weather gives them life. So what was in tune when we started is no longer in tune. That was an unsuccessful exercise. If this is still in tune, play an A. Tis said that string players spend half their time tuning their instruments, the other half playing out of tune. This song is quite old, and it's in French. And for those of you who don't speak French, I will give you a short course, which is a different poem, but it will give you the idea. And this other poem is about the typical wastrel. Of course, in French, everything is reversed, so instead of saying typical wastrel, they say dissolu typique, the dissolute one who is typical. And it talks about the explorers, Marquette and Owen, and it at one point says the typical wastrel is the man with the red feather, and the typical wastrel at the end is the man who runs around crying, yes, 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 my helmet is for rent. In French, it goes like this. Dis-le to pique. Ouin ou Marquette. Dis-le te pique, estède homme. Dis-le te pique, avait rose vif. Dis-le te pique, aide non. Dis-le te pique, crie oui, 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 à l'ouelm. Well, this song that we're going to do now is called Chevalier de la Table Ronde, Knights of the Round Table. Let us go and see if the wine is good. If it's good, I plan to drink my fill. I will drink 5 or 6 bottles with a woman on my knee. God, someone's knocking on the door. I know for sure it has to be her husband. If I die, I wish someone would bury me in a cave where they keep the good wine. And have the 4 biggest winos of the country carry the corners of my shroud. My 2 feet will be up against the wall, and my head will be underneath the tap. I wish someone would inscribe on my tomb, here lies the king of drinkers. And the moral of this tale is drink before you die.
Chevalier de la table ronde, goûtons voir si le vin est bon. Chevalier de la table ronde, goûtons voir si le vin est bon. Goûtons voir, oui, 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 goûtons voir, non, 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 goûtons voir si le vin est bon. Goûtons voir, oui, 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 goûtons voir, non, 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 goûtons voir si le vin est bon. S'il est bon, s'il est agréable, j'en boirai jusqu'à mon plaisir. S'il est bon, s'il est agréable, j'en boirai jusqu'à mon plaisir. J'en boirai, oui, 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 j'en boirai, non, 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 j'en boirai jusqu'à mon plaisir. J'en boirai, oui, 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 j'en boirai, non, 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 j'en boirai jusqu'à mon plaisir. J'en boirai cinq ou six bouteilles, une femme sous mes genoux. J'en boirai cinq ou six bouteilles, une femme sous mes genoux. Une femme, oui, 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 une femme, non, 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 une femme sous mes genoux. Une femme, oui, 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 une femme, non, 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 une femme sous mes genoux. Toc, 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 on frappe à la porte, je crois bien que c'est son mari. Toc, 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 on frappe à la porte, je crois bien que c'est son mari. Je crois bien, oui, 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 je crois bien, non, 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 je crois bien que c'est son mari. Je crois bien, oui, 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 je crois bien, non, 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 je crois bien que c'est son mari. Je veux qu'on me taire dans une cave où il y a du bon vin. Si je veux qu'on me taire dans une cave où il y a du bon vin. Dans une cave, oui, 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 dans une cave, non, non, non. Dans une cave où il y a du bon vin. Dans une cave, oui, 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 dans une cave, non, non, non. Dans une cave où il y a du bon vin. Et les quatre plus grands ivrognes porteront de quatre coins de drap. Et les quatre plus grands ivrognes porteront le quatre coins de drap. Porteront, oui, 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 porteront, non, 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 porteront le quatre coins de drap. Porteront, oui, 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 porteront, non, 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 porteront le quatre coins de drap. Dans ma tour, je veux qu'on écrive ici qui le roi du Bouvet. Ce matin, je veux qu'on écrive ici qui le roi du Bouvet. Ici Guy, oui, 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 ici Guy, non, 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 ici Guy, le roi du Bouvet. Ici Guy, oui, 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 ici Guy, non, 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 ici Guy, le roi du Bouvet. Mes dieux paix, quand c'est la muraille et ma tête sous le robinet. Mes dieux paix, quand c'est la muraille et ma tête sous le robinet. Et ma tête, oui, 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 et ma tête, non, 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 et ma tête sous le robinet. Et ma tête, oui, 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 et ma tête, non, 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 et ma tête sous le robinet. La morale de cette histoire, c'est à boire avant de mourir. La morale de cette histoire, c'est à boire avant de mourir. C'est à boire, oui, 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 c'est à boire, non, 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 c'est à boire avant de mourir. C'est à boire, oui, 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 c'est à boire, non, 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 c'est à boire avant de mourir.
I thought I'd do something that I don't hardly do at festivals, or much of anywhere but dances, actually. Violin is one of those instruments that you can spend a lifetime being bad at, and I'm living proof of that fact. But just for the heck of it, I'll play a Turlock O'Carolan tune. And since we're in the drinking theme, we'll play a Carolan's Draft.
Thank you.
Well, let's see. You got time for maybe a couple things. This instrument started life as what is called a taro patch, which was a eight-string ukulele. I'm now making it serve as a mandolin, and it's not entirely happy about it. Yes, as one of my friends in college used to say, I'm not very much of a flat pick player, but I do a hell of a job with a fingernail. Now we're going to sing you a song together. Or maybe I'm going to sing you a song. We'll see. Anyway, there's a couple, three versions of this song going around, and this is an alternate text for the unreconstructed, and the authorship specifically is unknown, but on the other hand, it does come from that group of people that was Joel Sweeney? Mm-hmm. Joel Sweeney rode with Jeb Stuart and directed his orchestra for him. And so, who knows? This could be a Joel Sweeney song.
I read with old Jeb Stuart and his band of Southern Hoss. And there never were no Yankees that could beat us force to force. No, they never did defeat us, but we never could evade their dirty foreign politics and cowardly blockade. Any powder, and we hadn't any shot,
And we hadn't any money to buy what we hadn't got. So we rid our worn-out horses and we ate on plain cornmeal. We whipped them where we cotched them with southern guts and steel. Ship at Sumter and we broke her plumb in two. And we showed them bully Yankees just what we aimed to do. At a little creek called Bull Run we took their starry rag to wipe our horses down with, and I ain't here to brag. And anybody with any foreign heritage, be prepared to be insulted. We whopped the best they sent us, and we whopped them fair and true. We whopped their immigrants and them Italian too. We whopped frogs and squareheads and all their fur and might. But when they went and got the mix, we knew we'd got a fight. There aren't many left of us that rode out at the start. And them that are weary, weak of body, sad of heart. But we fit a fight to tell about, and I am here to say I'd climb my horse and follow Moss to hell come any day. Thank you very much.
Vigo, ladies and gentlemen, an amazing array of instruments, isn't it? Good stuff. Thanks, Vigo. Vigo will be on the amphitheater stage tomorrow at 4:50, so you can catch him again. He's going to be participating in some various workshops, banjo workshop, and he wasn't sure what all, but check your schedule, because see somebody you like, you can probably catch him again the next day. Something that's not in your program is an amazing display of antique guitars and other curious instruments in the auditorium. This is the instruments are owned by Charlie Jerusik of Arrowhead Music in Safety Harbor. And these, if you haven't seen this,